And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, Wednesday morning. If we didn't have volunteers for a lot of organizations around town, they just wouldn't exist, including the Port Huron Museum, which is run very heavily by volunteers. Joining us right now is the volunteer coordinator for the Port Huron Museum, Gina Porritt. Gina, good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul.
How do you coordinate all these volunteers? Because you've got so many different properties and so many different things that the volunteers do, right?
We do, and it's a very difficult job. We have wonderful volunteers right now. We could use a lot more, and I'd love to see people in the community come out tomorrow to our volunteer fair at Sperry's.
Right. That's going on tomorrow. You've got two sessions, a morning session and an afternoon session, right?
That's right. 10 to 2 in the morning. And we're going to have some pastries made by the Sperry's Movie House Bakers and some coffee. Come on out. We have various groups that you can discuss all the volunteer opportunities that are right for you.
It's a brand new thing. There's never been a volunteer fair like this.
There hasn't. It was just a whisper of an idea from our director, Susan Bennett, at the museum, and it kind of snowballed from there, and people are very excited about it. So,
well, this is a generous community. People like to help out when they can, if they know what is required of them and what they need to do, right?
Very much so, yes.
So what? Let's talk about the museum, which, by the way, congratulations on the reopening of the Carnegie Center coming up this
weekend. It is fantastic. And if you haven't been by yet, you have to come see it. It's awesome. It's going to be just a real treasure for our community.
Absolutely. So you've got the Carnegie Center, but then you've also got a lot of other properties around town.
We have the Fort Gratiot Light Station. We have the Huron Lightship, which is a not many people know, is a national landmark. Also, our lighthouse is the oldest lighthouse in Michigan. And we also run the Thomas Edison Depot under the Blue Water Bridge.
What kind of volunteer opportunities are there?
We have varied opportunities. You can do anything from ground maintenance to becoming a docent at any one of our sites. It's a very prestigious kind of volunteer position. And you get to lead tours of our and showcase our beautiful community to people from all over the world.
Yeah, and if you're a people person and you like meeting people and talking to them, that's a great opportunity. And you come into contact with people from all over the country and all over the world.
Oh, we've had people last year from China, Africa, Cuba, all over the world. And then not to mention just our school children in our community, showing them what we have to offer right here in our own town.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. A lot of people think, well, I don't like to interact with people, or I don't necessarily want that kind of a job. You've got a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
We do, and yeah, so we have something for everybody. We have everything, like I said, from being a docent down to doing research in our archives at the Carnegie Center, which again, if you haven't been down in our archive room, it's almost like the attic of Port Huron. We have all the, everything you could possibly imagine and more.
I bet that's fascinating.
It's fascinating. You could spend a day in there and not even realize it.
I bet you absolutely could. And this is a great opportunity, not just for retired people, but maybe people that work but have a little extra time on their hands.
That's exactly what we're hoping to attract to our volunteer fair. I want people in the age group of 18 to 45 to come and understand that volunteering doesn't mean, all of your time. We understand that people have 40 hour week jobs and children. But we have volunteer opportunities that are like 2.5-3 hours or even less if you don't have that. So,
and like you said, even for high school kids with a little extra time in the summertime, right?
For sure. That would be great. And again, that's another way for us to teach the youth in our community what a great town and area we have in this country.
Absolutely. This could become an annual event, huh, this volunteer
We're
fair.
Hoping, yeah, absolutely. So please come on down and help us make this a success.
It's sort of like a job fair only for volunteers.
Right, right.
And so what should people bring with them? Anything?
Bring an open mind. Bring your email address. We're going to have, if you sign up with your email address, we're going to have a prize basket there that's got some great prizes in it. Gift cards, a 1-year membership to the Port Huron Museum, t-shirts. And like I said, we're going to have some appetizers and pastries and just a variety of groups. There's going to be something for everybody there, from Friends of the St. Clair River to the Blue Water Folk Society to the United Way, YMCA, Port Huron Museum, and Hunter Hospitality House.
All right. 10 to noon and 5 to 7, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, tomorrow at the Sperry's Movie House. Gina, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.